Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more, as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Hi, everyone. I am Dr. Peggy Parker, and you are listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health here on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ. And I want to ask you, are you ready to heal your body naturally? This is a topic that, of course, is near and dear to my heart as a naturopathic and biological medicine physician. And so I thought that tomorrow is September 13th is National Celiac Awareness Day, and for those of you who follow my blog and my Facebook page and some things like that and know about my cookbook, you know that I have a special place in my heart for all the people who are gluten sensitive or gluten allergic or have celiac disease. So I just want to give a shout out to everyone who's struggling with those maladies, gluten allergies or sensitivities, and all of the associated issues, health issues that go along with them. But today's show isn't just for those folks. It's also for anyone who faces a health challenge in your life, whether it's something more complicated like an autoimmune syndrome or cancer or chronic pain, or something that just kind of nags at you like acne or a few extra pounds or frequent colds, then this show is for you. Because today I want to share some information on various different ways to speed up or enhance your body's ability to heal itself naturally. I'm sure that, like I said, that you've been following my blog, omgallergyfree.com, or my Facebook page or my webpage, which is Simple Health Network, or if you've listened to past radio shows, you already know that I am completely dedicated to helping people heal their bodies and not just treat their symptoms. So today we're going to take a look, we're going to kind of take a whirlwind trip around the world to look at some fantastic ways to take control of your own health and kick your body into a higher healing gear. And so one of the first things that I want to be really clear about is that an illness, a disease, or a chronic health challenge of any kind is never just physical. They always involve the whole person. Your physical body is just one aspect. There are also mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects to any health issues. So it doesn't actually matter where they start, whether it starts as an emotional situation that ends up expressing itself in your physical body, like pain, or if it's something that you, you know, an injury or an illness that you sustain that has affected your ability to live your life as fully, and now it's affecting your mental and spiritual parts of yourself as well. It doesn't matter where it started. It ends up affecting every aspect of your life. Ironically enough, for those of us who are treated by medical professionals in, you know, that follow the Western school of thought, the entire rest of the world acknowledges that all illness has mental, physical, spiritual, emotional aspects to it. So whether we're talking about herbalists from any sector of the world, we're talking about traditional Chinese medicine or acupuncture, homeopathic or isopathic remedies that originated in Germany, whether we're talking about massage, which do you know that massage dates all the way back about 3,000 years to places like India, Egypt, China, Japan, Rome and Northern Europe, or if we're talking about naturopathic medicine or osteopathic medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, chiropractic care, Reiki, massage—I guess I already mentioned massage—any kind of hands-on healing. All of these traditions, all of these modalities, all look at the entire person, knowing that that health includes the whole. You have to include the whole person in the treatment. It's only been in the last few decades, especially after the advent of pharmaceutical drugs, like in 1928 when penicillin was developed and medicine started changing, and with the advent of more and more pharmaceutical drugs and specialized medicine, we, you know, in the whole Western philosophy have decided to dissect a person into parts rather than treating the whole. So it's not uncommon, and I'm sure many of you have experienced the frustration of going to a doctor and spending all of, you know, 5 to 8 minutes in his office or her office and walking out with expensive prescriptions that will really terrify you if you read the package inserts, because most of the time the potential side effects of those cures or those treatments are actually much worse than what was bothering you to begin with. In natural medicine, there's a whole different approach. No matter whether you're talking to your naturopath or an Ayurvedic doc, an acupuncturist, a homeopath or an herbalist, they will all be interested in treating you as a whole person, not just your colon like a proctologist does, or not just your heart like a cardiologist, or not just your brain like a neurosurgeon. Now, I want to say this. Obviously, if you have broken a bone, you need to go to an orthopedic doc. If you had an accident and got a nasty gash on your face, you're going to look better and feel better in the long run if you go see a plastic surgeon. If you have appendicitis, you need to go have your appendix removed. There are places in the world for the wonderful toolbox that Western medicine has and all the specialties have provided. But if you really just want to be a truly healthy person, then you really want to finding someone who thinks outside of that allopathic medical box. I want to explain how I view a person and health issues. I've told people for years that I look at a person as though they were kind of a hard rubber ball. And so if you have a hard rubber ball, you cannot distinguish where one part of the ball begins and where another part ends. And that's how we are as people. Can't really distinguish where the mind is separate from the body, or the body is separate from emotions, or the spirit is separate from the body. We're all just one big mass of energy. And so I want to explore several great options for you today, give you some really practical tips, and give you some places where you can start, you know, how you can start searching for your own healthcare practitioners that would treat you differently, look at you from a whole person aspect, as well as in ways that you personally can begin your own healing journey on your own. So I do want to remind you that I am here to take your questions, as always. So I want you to be sure that you either take the time to call in if you've got a question. You can be live on the air. Or if that's not practical for you, over on the right-hand side of your screen, if you're listening via the Internet on Transformation Talk Radio, there's a little column where you can type in your instant feedback questions. And I'll be happy to answer them as we go through the program. So I'm really looking forward to this this whole thing. So we're going to have a break here in a couple of minutes. So before we get started, I want to tell you what we're going to explore so you can be listening as the hour goes along. We're going to start with some really a basic one, an herbalism. So we're going to talk about what an herbalist does and how herbs work, because herbs actually are a part of almost all natural healing modalities, whether you're talking about traditional Chinese medicine or acupuncture or homeopathic treatments start many times with herbs, whether you're talking about naturopathic or osteopathic or even a lot of chiropractors will use herbs. Sorry, I have a little frog in my throat. Ayurvedic medicine depends on a lot of herbs. So we're going to start with herbs. And I want to tell you a little short story about how I learned something really beautiful about herbs. A few years ago, I had the privilege of sponsoring a talk to a group of practitioners by an herbalist. He's kind of a famous guy. He's written several books, and his name is Stephen Buhner, B-U-H-N-E-R. You can find his books on Amazon.com. And so what he told me was something that I found really fascinating. I don't know about you, but I've always been curious as to how people would know what kind of herb would work for a specific condition and how, you know, like who in the world discovered that and who was brave enough to try it in the first place, right? So when he was talking to us, he said that really it's not the particular vitamins or mineral content. It's not those constituents or those pieces of the herb that do the healing process in your body. That according to traditional healers from all over the world, they all have the same story. So as he traveled around the world and talked to healers in every part of the world, they all had the same story about herbs, and that is that the plants actually spoke to them and told them how they were supposed to be used. And so no matter what part of the world you're in, if you're talking about a specific herb that grows in that area, all healers have the same story and the same experience with it. It doesn't matter if you're talking about solidago or you're talking about arnica or you're talking about basil or oregano, or, you know, everything from common culinary herbs all to the more kind of exotic ones, they all have that same story. So it's actually the spirit of the plant that does the healing in the body. So that's a very interesting thing. And so it's that spirit of the plant that gives you some insight into how it works. So, for instance, he gave an example of a woman. He would take people out on kind of excursions and allow them to connect to a particular herb that really spoke to them. So a woman who'd had a whole lot of loss in her life found the herb angelica, which it grows very tall, but it's hollow on the inside. And when she found it, she said, "Oh, this one, I love this herb. It feels like I do. I feel hollow on the inside." So that angelica plant actually was the very thing that she needed to treat her, because it was the spirit, the essence of the plant that was doing the healing on all aspects of her body. So I just wanted to start out the talk with this kind of esoteric or kind of beautiful beginning, and then I'll share a few more things with you as we go along about different herbal tinctures and preparations. So I see that it's time for us to take a short break and listen to some messages from our sponsors. And so I will be back in just a few minutes, and we'll go on through our list and get some practical tips for you in finding a practitioner who's right for you, and some tips you can use on your own to begin your own healing journey. So I'll be back in just a few minutes, so don't go away.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Do you feel like you need proven leadership because your life is losing its desired direction? Do you need affordable private coaching that will work for you and your schedule? If you've ever felt stuck in an uncomfortable life situation, here's the answer. Based on years of experience in life coaching, Lisa Phillips has written the amazing Coaching DIY Do-It-Yourself Manual. If you haven't heard of Lisa Phillips yet, you should. She's a certified neuro-linguistic programmer, and she regularly contributes to top self-improvement magazines around the world. Many people know what they would like to change in their lives, but don't have the knowledge or the resources on how to do something about it. This book reveals everything you need to know, from achieving exciting goals to identifying and releasing toxic emotions. With Lisa's ebook, everyone can easily take action to feel good right away. Get your copy now at amazingcoaching.com.au. That's amazingcoaching.com.au.
Transformation Talk Radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Everybody, welcome back to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today we're taking a little trip around the world to help you heal your body naturally. So I want to remind you that you can call in at 800-930-2819 if you've got a question you'd like to have answered live. Or you can just type in over on the right-hand side of the screen if you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio on the internet. There's a little panel over on the right-hand side of your screen where you can type in questions, and I get them automatically, and I can go ahead and answer questions for you that way. So before the break, we were talking about herbs and that special way that herbal healers from around the world communicated how herbs actually work, that it's actually the spirit of the plant or the essence of the plant rather than just the vitamin, mineral, enzyme content that actually does the healing in the body. And so I thought that was always, I've always thought that that was such a beautiful example of how things in nature work to help us be whole and healthy. So, you know, really the place that we always want to start in being healthy is with our diet. Hippocrates, so many centuries ago, stated, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food. And I really stand by that. And herbs are one of those things that you can actually add into your daily diet and begin to protect yourself from getting sick, or if you happen to have a particular illness or health challenge, they can actually help you begin to get over it. So we'll explore a little bit more of that later on in the show when we get to some tips. So let's move on to our little trip around the world. So herbs are everywhere around the world, and so let's go to, you know, to the Far East now and explore a little bit about traditional Chinese medicine. Traditional Chinese medicine actually includes quite a few different aspects. And again, this is a whole person kind of medicine. And so They use three main healing methods in their approach to health, and they would include acupuncture or acupressure and moxibustion, which is taking some a mungwort, lighting it on fire in a certain place to actually bring heat to a particular meridian point in the body, and herbs. And each one of them is intended in some way to reestablish the flow of energy between the mind, the body, and the spirit of the particular patient who's being treated. And there is a very intricate and really precise mapping of energy meridians throughout the body that have really specific points that you cannot see when you're doing a dissection of a body. So in gross anatomy, you can't see it, but they can be felt by a really skilled practitioner's touch. It's really fascinating to watch. And traditional Chinese medicine even regards your teeth as a big component of your health. And so this all links back to my biological medicine training, where we learned that your dentist is actually one of the best advocates for your health, or one of the biggest problems to your health. And we'll get into that a little bit later, and maybe even on a different show. So in traditional Chinese medicine, those practitioners even go so far as to include the placement of the belongings in your home as part of your overall health, and that many of you might know as feng shui. Feng shui is the art and science of placement of objects in your home. It was actually influenced by the Taoist philosophies and vision of understanding of nature, particularly the idea that the land and the trees and the plants and rocks and metals that make our homes and belongings are really still filled with energy. They're not just inanimate objects. Everything is made up of energy. So the healing stories behind feng shui would actually assert that when the energy in your living and working space is balanced, that your health increases. And so this ancient art has been practiced in China for over 5,000 years, and I've personally used it on several occasions and can attest to its effectiveness, very dramatic of effectiveness. So that kind of sums up traditional Chinese medicine. So like I said, there are many aspects of it. If you follow my Facebook page, I posted something I think on Sunday that was there's actually a woman in the San Diego area named Jean Hainer who's done quite a lot of work at face mapping, which is part of this ancient traditional Chinese medicine technique. I posted something and it gave the facial, just studying the face, it gave personality types of all of the candidates who are running for president and vice president this year, this election year. So you might want to check that out. You'll find it in just, you know, I think it was on Sunday when I posted that. So I think you'll find it pretty fascinating. You can tell a lot about a person by the shape of their face, by the shape of the features on their face, as to what is going on in their personality. Now, in traditional Chinese medicine, not only would you look at what's happening in their personality, but how that personality would affect a certain organ or glandular system, how it could create a weakness somewhere or a strength in another area. And that's all that traditional Chinese medicine and acupuncture really are looking at, is like I said at the beginning of this little explanation on traditional Chinese medicine. They're intended to establish a proper flow of energy between the mind, the body, and the spirit. So when an acupuncturist is feeling for on those acupuncture points, what they're looking for is if there's a blockage in the flow. And if there is, they can see if there's too much energy flowing there or too little energy. And based on that, they would know where to stick these tiny little hair-thin needles to activate or dissipate energy to create a balance in your body. I love acupuncture. There are two styles of acupuncture. There's Chinese acupuncture. These slightly larger needles and a slightly different technique. When the needle's inserted, they actually twist it just a tiny bit to create a kind of a zinging sensation. That's the best way I can describe it. Japanese acupuncture works on a slightly more subtle level and uses much smaller needles, and there is no zinging part to the Japanese technique. My personal favorite is Japanese acupuncture, although I've had great success with Chinese acupuncture as well. So I seem to have a question here. So let's see what's going on. We have a question from Anne in Florida who's asking, where do you find where can I find an acupuncturist or an acupressurist? So acupressure you can do yourself by looking at charts, and you'll find some people, especially reflexologists, who are pretty good at doing acupressure. Because acupressure is just the art or science of applying pressure to a specific acupuncture point, and so it doesn't require needles. Acupuncturists, you can actually find them in the phone book. They are recognized now as, regular caregivers in most states, and in some states are even covered by insurance. A traditional Chinese medicine physician would include, like I said, Washington, Oregon, California, they are actually considered primary care physicians in some aspects. So a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner would be, you would be able to find them, like I said, just in the yellow pages. So moving on, we will be taking another little break here in just a second to listen to some more of our sponsors. And I really always encourage you to listen carefully. Some of these people are the reason that I'm able to be on this call and to bring you information. And they all have such amazing things to offer. So I highly recommend that you not tune them out during the commercial break, because they are there are some amazing talents and some amazing things that we're able to have access to because of these wonderful people who sponsor these shows. So before we go to the break, I want to remind you that we just were talking about herbs and acupuncture, or traditional Chinese medicine. And when we come back from the break, we're actually going to be looking at a few other things like Ayurvedic medicine and naturopathic medicine and homeopathic medicine. And before we go, I want to give you a little quote that I found in a past issue of Plant Healer magazine that kind of sums up this whole talk. Whatever model of healing we work from, what we share is both powerful and old. Rather than forcing ourselves to fit into a mold or criticizing others for practicing in a different way, we all benefit by celebrating the incredible diversity we hold in our many joined hands and hearts. With a common cause and love for people and plants, as the medicine people for a world in turmoil, we offer a guiding light to our communities, illuminating both our ancient traditions and the new paths we're learning together. So as we move through this call, what I'd like for you to see is the commonality between all of the natural healers and how you can find the person who's going to work best for you, the modality that will work best for you and your own issues. So if you stay tuned, we'll be back in just a moment.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on Transformation Talk Radio.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Everyone, welcome back to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, where we're kind of taking a trip around the world to explore some natural healing potentials for your body. Before the break and in the last segment, we talked about herbalism. We talked about traditional Chinese medicine, including acupuncture and feng shui and the whole thing. And now we're going to move on to the Near East and take a little trip to India, where we're going to explore a little information about Ayurvedic medicine. So in traditional Chinese medicine, there is really vast energy mapping throughout the body with little points all over the body from the top of your head to the tip of your toes. Ayurvedic medicine has, So traditional Chinese medicine, the goal was to make a balance of energy through all those meridians in your body. Now, in Ayurvedic medicine, which stems from India, we still are looking at creating a balance in the body, a balance of the mind, the body, and the spirit. But in Ayurvedic medicine, they've kind of honed it down to 7 different energy centers that begin at the base of the torso and go to the top of your head. And again, the whole theory behind chakras is that they move in a circle, they spin like a wheel, and when they're out of balance, then you begin to have some issues. Or if you have a health issue, it will be seen in the way the energy flows along the that chakra. So in addition to those chakra energy centers, Ayurvedic medicine also categorizes people's bodies by type in the same way that traditional Chinese medicine was, and how Jean Hainer has those facial recognition things up on her website. Then in Ayurvedic medicine, they're looking at the whole body and putting them into three different main categories. So there would be a kapha category, and those people are the earthy people. They're characterized by things like really white, big teeth, and thick, wavy hair, and a body that's a bit more voluptuous. And they tend to crave sweets and that sort of thing. So those are earthy people called the kapha people. And then there are the fiery people called pitta. So the pitta people generally are thin and wiry and have tons of energy. And you know when you're around a person like that, because they have fiery energy. And then the third category would be vata, which is a watery person. That's a person who kind of goes with the flow, who has maybe better muscle tone, and their bodies are a little different than the wiry pitta or the fleshy kapha people. They're kind of that in-between person. Now, in Ayurvedic medicine, you don't generally fall just in one category. You will generally have one category that is the overriding, and then you may have one or even both of the other doshas as a part of your whole makeup. So you could be a pitta vata, or a vata pitta, or a kapha vata, or a kapha pitta. That would be kind of an unusual combination. And so these categories are not, they don't just put you in one slot and say, well, you know, that's how it is forever, because they recognize that there are also different stages of your life. So the kapha stage of life would be from birth until you're about 10. And then that pitta stage of life is associated with all kinds of hormonal things. So that stage goes from about age 11 to 45. And then the vata time is a wiser time in your life. So, you know, in the 50-ish range to the end of your life would be considered a vata time in your life. So Ayurvedic medicine also recommends specific diets for your primary dosha, as well as herbs and exercises like yoga to make your body more flexible, meditation to make your mind more flexible. And they also include astrology. So in other words, they believe that you can be affected by the alignment of the planets and stars at your time of birth, and during, you know, throughout your life. So it's a very interesting form of medicine that I have a lot of respect for. I don't practice Ayurvedic medicine, but I do know several people who are really gifted at it, and highly recommend that if you're having some problems that you have not been able to get resolved, that and just hearing those names and those characteristic types really appeals to you, then I would look for an Ayurvedic practitioner. Now let's move on to homeopathy. Now that is probably one of the most widely accepted forms of energy medicine in our time. Right now, it's kind of a hot topic, and similar to herbology or herbalism, it uses many plant-based substances, but in a really different way. So, for instance, in herbology, they make tinctures, and they give the people a tincture of an herb, or you eat the herb whole, or you take it in a capsule form. In homeopathy, it works entirely differently. Now, the goal of homeopathy is, once again, to balance the energy of the body through a substance. So instead of through an exercise or through a needle or through a specific diet, we're looking at one specific remedy. So how a homeopathic remedy is made is this. you take a tincture of something. So I'm going to give an example that everybody always, like women who are menopausal, can really relate to this one. And it's one of the most fun ones for me. I don't know why. It's called Lachesis, and it helps with hot flashes. And the reason that where Lachesis comes from, it's actually snake venom. So what they did is take some snake venom, and that would be the mother substance. And then they take one drop of that and mix it with 99 drops of water, and then they succuss it, or they bang it 100 times on the palm of their hand or on a leather-bound book. And then they take one drop of that and mix it with 99 drops of water, succuss it 100 times. Now you have a 2X. You just keep going and going, and some of these go into the millions. You know, you'll have, and once you hit 30X, once you've done that 30 times, there are no more molecules of the original substance in the homeopathic remedy, only the energetic stamp of it. So I find that completely fascinating that it's still, remember how I said that the herbalist that I spoke with said that herbalists from around the world say that it is the spirit of the plant, it's the energy of the plant that heals. But it's the same concept in homeopathy. It's the energy of that thing. So in homeopathy, the overall writing train of thought is that like cures like. So if you were to get a regular bite from a snake, you would spike a high fever, this hot flash of a fever. And so in order to get rid of that hot flash, you would take a minute amount of a substance that had that characteristic of that flash. And when those two things come together, that energetic signature that's creating the hot flash in your body and the energetic signature of the thing that could give you a hot flash if it were in its original form, when they come together, they cancel each other out, and that's how homeopathy works. I find it really fascinating, and I love it. And I have told you in the past that I used to have a medical spa in North Idaho, and I use that when I'm in practice, and even when I'm just suggesting things to people now, as you know, in phone consultations, I highly recommend homeopathy. It actually was born in Germany. So, I find it really to be quite an interesting way of treating the body. So then I'd like to kind of give you a brief overview of naturopathic medicine, because naturopathic medicine is actually kind of a combination of everything we've talked about. A naturopath will use herbs, so use whole body treatments like massage or acupuncture. They use homeopathic or isopathic treatments. They use diet and exercise and all kinds of things to create a wholeness in a person, or to try to increase the body's ability to heal itself, because that's what naturopathic and most natural medicine is based on, the fact that your body has the ability to heal itself. And so some of you may know that I wrote a little booklet that's available on Amazon.com that's called If Bodies Heal Themselves, Then Why Am I Still Sick? And, you know, this is one of those great places where science and medicine and ancient traditions all kind of converge together, and in naturopathic medicine and biological medicine. And so one of the things that we know from all of the research that scientists and labs all over the world have been doing in the last decade is that most illnesses have a common cause. It doesn't matter what it is, it's a common cause, and that is oxidative stress. And so I am in the midst of putting together a clinical trial study on oxidative stress and what I believe is kind of the perfect antioxidant, which I've talked about in the past, and I'll have a whole show on that again sometime in the really near future. But it is the ability of these substances or these treatments to actually begin to reduce the stressors in our body that contribute to the oxidative stress. Once we relieve the oxidative stress in the body and we begin to change our diets, change the level of hydration, change the amount of antioxidants we're getting into the body, we're able to actually take those disease processes or those illnesses or those nagging issues and back them back down a chain to where we're getting better and better and better, because we're reversing the cycle of oxidation. Rather than increasing it, we're reducing it. And I see that it's now, Brian's reminding me that I have to stop talking now because it's time for a break. But I'll be back in just a minute to answer a few more of your questions. So stay tuned. I'll be back in just a minute.
Each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you really need to be connected 24/7 to the outside world? Do you find yourself giving up your sacred space very easily? Is your creative potential rapidly being compromised? Wouldn't you love to reclaim your sacred space and create an abundance of creative activity in your life that attracts more health, wealth, and enriched relationships? When you create a sacred space and sacred time in your daily life, you uplift your own sense of well-being at a very deep level and attract beauty, harmony, and enriching relationships with grace and ease. Suddenly, you don't have to try and work hard. You become a magnet. Your desires start to manifest easily. Grateful souls want to support you and your purpose. You live your higher destiny. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit us at explorationgratitude.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for staying tuned in. We're here in our last little segment as we take this little trip around the world and look at healing practices from around the world. So we visited the entire world with herbs, went to the Far East with traditional Chinese medicine, we went to the Near East with Ayurvedic medicine, and we went to Germany for homeopathics, and now we're kind of back. Naturopathic medicine is actually the style of medicine that was practiced throughout Europe and North America and even South America for most of the last few centuries, until the advent of antibiotics in 1928. Once antibiotics became more commonplace, people began to view medicine differently. Rather than taking responsibility for whatever was happening in their lives, in their bodies, in their health, they began to turn the responsibility of that over to a physician. Now, I want to challenge you to let you know that it's time to take your own health back. And I'm going to, in this last little segment, I want to give you a few tips on some ways that you can actually begin to change the picture of your health in really simple ways. I know that I get a lot of questions about allergies, like how can I deal with the seasonal allergies? Do you know that the easiest way and one of the most effective ways to dramatically reduce your seasonal allergies is to take 1 to 2 teaspoons of raw local honey every day? Now, honey's been known as a healer around the world for many centuries, but in terms of just reducing allergies, honey is, because the bees are flying around and they're getting pollen from trees and flowers, so you're using wildflower local honey, you're going to get what acts almost like a homeopathic inoculation for those particular pollens that are bothering you. So honey is a magnificent way to reduce your allergies. You can take it in a couple of different ways. You can add it to a cup of tea as long as the tea is not too hot. Never, 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 according to Ayurvedic medicine, never heat honey over 180 degrees. Never boil it, never process it with high heat, because then it changes the characteristics of the honey and it's no longer as healing. So make sure that your honey is raw, make sure that it's local, and take at least 1 teaspoon of it every day. You can also just mix it with some lemon juice and make a little honey and lemon tincture for yourself, and that's an actual really great way to stimulate digestion, to overcome allergies, all kinds of things that actually soothes the stomach. Now, if you then move on to your herbal medicine cabinet and add some Manuka honey, which is produced in Australia and New Zealand from some bees that visit these flowering trees, it is also delicious like honey, but it doesn't really belong in your pantry. It actually belongs in your medicine cabinet, because that honey has been proven to be a wonderful antibiotic and antiviral, and even works really great on killing MRSA, MRSA, the fat flesh-eating bacteria. So all you have to do is apply, take a stick, you know, or a cotton swab, and apply it to a wound or a cut or a scrape, an abrasion, cover it with gauze, change that 3 times a day, and you'll be amazed at how fast that will heal. It even works on acne. Now, another thing that I want you to look at in terms of things that are very commonly found in your kitchen, that's a wonderful way for you to begin a whole healing practice of your own in your own body, is garlic. Now, garlic's been used worldwide for thousands of years for all kinds of medicinal purposes, and it treats everything from a simple earache via making your own garlic oil, and there are actual directions for that on my blog site, omgallergyfree.com. So it'll treat everything from an earache and pneumonia to the flu, and it was even effective against the Black Plague. So I once met a man from Australia who said that he swallowed 1 small clove of garlic, raw garlic, every day, and he swore by it that he hadn't been sick in a really long time. So it's the amoxicillin in garlic that really works, and it's not only effective as an antibiotic, but it's also effective as an antiviral and an antifungal. So garlic is another one of those amazing things that you can use to, you know, in your own little medicine chest of healing. And then what I'm going to do is invite you to look on my blog at a post that I did, back in May, I believe. It was April 28th, called Food Cures You Can Grow at Home. And so it's really quite wonderful. It will take you all the way through how peppermint can quench an upset stomach, and aloe vera can help with all kinds of things from digestive issues to sunburn, how basil can relieve a headache, how lavender will actually, if you take a little dab of lavender oil, it will actually take care of your blemishes. There are all kinds of anti-inflammatory processes. So it goes through all kinds of things. So here you go. You can add lavender, basil, aloe vera, peppermint, garlic, and honey, and come up with a whole little medicine chest of wonderful things, wonderful ways to take care of yourself. So I know that over the course of the next few months, we'll be talking more and more about all of these natural healing methods. I want to remind you that if you're looking for an herbalist, an acupuncturist, a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner, an Ayurvedic practitioner, or a naturopath, you can find them generally in your phone book. And if you can't, you can Google search for one in your area. You'll be amazed at what you can find. And nowadays, even traditional Western medicine docs are recognizing that some of these things can be very helpful. So I do want to thank you so much for joining me today, for being a part of this call. I appreciate the questions that people emailed in early and some on instant feedback. I do hope that you will join me again next week. We'll be exploring some more tips for healing your body naturally. And I wish you a very happy, healthy week. And remember, tomorrow is National Celiac Day, so go, all you gluten-free people. Have a great day. Have a great week. And I will be back next Wednesday. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to The Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, that's allergy free? That's SimpleHealthNetwork.com. And check out her blog, OMGAllergyFree.com, and on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.